I think that people crave high energy music to distract them from their life, to distract them from their thoughts or their situation or their feelings. Listening to ambient music changed my life in three subtle but impactful ways, and I'm going to get to those three ways in just a moment. But first, I think it's important to share with you how I even found ambient music in the first place and why it's so important to me. When I was around 12 years old, it was one of the most difficult times of my life. Bullying was at an all-time high. My grades, my connection with other people, and my religion, and really my connection with myself, that was all at an all-time low. Thankfully, this is when I found bands like The Script, The Fray, One Republic, Coldplay, Lifehouse, Daughtry, and the list goes on. Not too far, though. I was pretty locked into those bands. There was something about their sound that really spoke to me. There was something about the lyrics that just made a lot of sense. It helped me cope with my situation. Music was really the only place I could go. This was also around the time when I started writing music. And so the music that I was writing reflected what I was listening to. I tried to emulate the styles of those bands. And I didn't come close because I was 12 to 14 years old and not really all that great. But it was still, music saved my life at that time, literally. Fast forward to post high school. I wrote music all throughout high school, and once I graduated, I hit a huge writer's block. And I thought that I was just not feeling very creative, but really I was trading my creativity for cheap pleasures. It took me a while to figure out that that's what was happening. This period of time was also really difficult because I had left the religion that I grew up in. I was living out on my own. I did have roommates, but there was a lot of drama. I wasn't making the best decisions, which I think is normal when you're 18 to 20. You just kind of, you're figuring it out, and none of us really know what we're doing anyway. However, I was the most out of touch with myself and my emotions and the reality of my situation than I have ever been. I remember one time I had been stood up by a bunch of my friends. They all flaked on me and they all hung out somewhere else together, and I felt more alone than I had ever felt in my entire life. It seems like a silly little situation, but it was a bunch of things leading up to this one moment where I realized that I was alone. So I grabbed a little backpack. I grabbed my hammock, which I was hammocking all the time during this point in my life, grabbed a couple snacks and a blanket. And I drove over to a scenic overlook, and this was at night. So I hiked down the trail to the overlook, and then I hung up my hammock on the edge of this cliff overlooking a nearby lake. I brought my Bluetooth speaker with me, and I turned it on, opened Spotify, and I was going to listen to some music. And there was a recommended playlist, and it was an ambient playlist. I had never really heard of the term ambient before, but something called to me. So I pressed play. That first song that played made me feel heard and seen for the first time in a long time, but not by anybody else. It helped me see myself. It helped me look at myself. It was a moment where I finally stopped running. I had to face all of these things that were going on inside me that I was hiding from. I listened to that ambient playlist all night. I stayed up all night. And then the sun rose. And as the sun was rising, the playlist was coming to a close. I sat in my hammock and I watched the sunrise, and the fog was incredible. It was so cool. And as the sun rose higher, the fog cleared and I was able to see all the way down over the lake and the field across the lake. And it was beautiful, and I hadn't really experienced something that beautiful in a long time, or at least perceived it that way. From that point on, I was hooked, and I think that that was music's second attempt at saving my life, and it was successful. Since that day, I've listened to ambient music almost every single day, at least once, And these are the three main ways that it's changed my life. Number one, it helped me accept my situation. Like I mentioned before, I turned to music a lot of the time to cope, to escape. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but I was taking it to the extreme. I literally would lay awake at night overthinking everything. I was caught in this perpetual cycle of replaying events in my mind from the previous day and thinking about what I wish I would have done different and what I wish I would have said. And it was exhausting. I was spending more time thinking about the past than I was about doing what I needed to do to create the future that I wanted. There were a lot of things about my situation that I didn't want to accept. I didn't want to accept that I was broke. I didn't want to accept that I was addicted to porn and sex. I didn't want to accept that I didn't have any real love that I felt in my life or in my relationships. I didn't want to accept that I didn't have any real friends that were there to support me and grow with me. And so because I didn't want to accept any of that, ambient music came along and it put a mirror up to me and it forced me to take a hard look at myself and my life. But it did it in a very soft, gentle way. When other music was blasting with guitars and drums and these relatable lyrics, ambient music simply was there and it allowed me to just be. It helped me become more present. And I really believe that it's one of the main reasons why I'm able to fall asleep in 5 minutes now. Number two. Ambient music helped me filter my thoughts. My mind runs at a million miles an hour in a bunch of different directions, and I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if it's not normal, what causes it. But regardless, when I listen to ambient music, it helps my crazy thoughts slow down, and it helps me channel them. It helps me filter them. And this has been hugely impactful. I wouldn't have this podcast right now if it wasn't for ambient music. I firmly believe that. There's something about the serenity that ambient music brings that really just provides the water for the ship of my thoughts to float on. And it also provides a direction for me to sail in. It's helped me understand the way that I look at the world and process it. It's helped me learn more about my religious and spiritual beliefs. It's helped me make a lot of connections that I wouldn't have made otherwise. I've had a lot of epiphanies while listening to ambient music because it's not distracting. I think that people crave high energy music to distract them from their life, to distract them from their thoughts or their situation or their feelings. And I've noticed this firsthand. I'm a full-time Uber driver. That's how I pay my bills. And I often play ambient playlists because it's relaxing. I live in Nashville and there's a bunch of crazy drunk people and it's just crazy. So I want to provide a space for people to come and just take a break and relax during the ride, but it's mainly for me. So I've noticed a lot of people whenever I'm listening to this ambient music, and we pull up to a red light and we stop and there's no conversation going on, I can feel the tension. I can feel them sitting there just wishing that there was some sort of noise so that they could not feel awkward, so that they could be distracted, so that they could have a relief from the silence. And I have been allowing them to sit in that awkwardness. And I hope that this has helped some people realize or ask the question, why do I feel so weird? We're in this car and we're listening to this very peaceful music and I feel really tense. What's up with that? Most people probably won't ask that question, but I would hope that some people do. People are so afraid of their own mind, and ambient music helped me face my mind and gain control of it. The third and maybe most important thing that ambient music has done for me is it's helped me connect with my emotions. There's something about the lack of distractions in ambient music that really helps me turn inward and identify and connect with feelings. I struggled with this for so long because I got my heart broken a bunch of times in a row. I turned my emotions off and I said, well, I guess I can't get hurt if I don't feel anything. And I was like that for years. I didn't want to be like that. I just wanted to be loved, but I thought that that was the only way that somebody would love me, which is so silly. So ambient music helped me dig deeper and look again at those emotions that I was running from, the emotions that I was hiding from, the emotions that I didn't want to feel. I didn't want to feel because it meant that I would have to feel pain. You can't feel joy without pain, and we've heard that saying so many times, but it really is true. If you're going to turn your emotions off to spare yourself from the painful emotions, then you are also limiting your ability to feel the higher vibrational emotions like peace and love and joy and excitement. Taking it one step further, now the music that I write reflects a lot of the music that I listen to. Go figure. And I listen to a lot of ambient music. Creating ambient music has taken this to the next level. Now I'm able to not only feel my emotions, but now I'm able to channel them. And I'm able to put them into a creative outlet. I'm reconnecting with music again. And it feels nice. Now, as with anything, it's important to not let it become a crutch. I don't listen to ambient music all day, every day. There are actually times where I have the urge to listen to ambient music and I actually go, you know what? That would be nice, but I think it's okay for me to have some silence right now. So although I listen to ambient music a lot when I'm working, I looked at the computer as if you can see it. When I'm working, when I am getting ready for bed, especially when I'm doing chores, because again, it helps me turn inward and connect with myself. It helps me be present. But it's really a tool to help me do that more often than it is a crutch that makes me reliant on it to be present. So everything is a process, but those are the three main ways that ambient music has impacted my life. If you want to listen to ambient music and give this a try and see if you experience these changes for yourself. If you're on Spotify, you can check out the Ambient Relaxation playlist. It's a Spotify playlist. Definitely one of my favorites.